Welcome back to WDOT Port Washington Studios. If you're just joining us, welcome to the third quarter of homecoming. Port Washington Vikings taking on the Uniondale Knights. Port leads 7-0 after a very stagnant half of offense. Solid defense, but Port, their offense was headlined by turnovers and penalties. So they're looking to get better in that department. I'm going to pass the mic off to David Silverstein as Port gets prepared to punt.
So Gay's going to kick this one away now. You know, it's going to have a fresh start here. I assume we're going to see Karamuda open up this half, and the kick is away. And it's fumbled by Burrows, picked up by Adeyemi, and he's running, and he takes it all the way to the 37. A near disaster play ends up with positive yardage here.
All right, here we go, David. What are your keys for Port Washington for the second half? They are up 7-0, but that lead is not comfortable at all.
Well, I think, like, first things first, get those penalties out of the way.
Yes. Yeah.
You saw 10 on that first drive. During the first half, I apologize. And then now you got to get Stevenson involved because he is the X factor for this team. I think he is the reason why this team is so special because he contributes in such a big way. His deep threat and his, you know, ability to make a play is what makes him that special, right? And they got to get involved because if not, it doesn't seem like, you know, they're going to be able to pull away with this one, which they should be able to because I think they're the stronger team in this situation.
Oh, and just right on cue, Port Washington commits a false start on their defense. It's going to be Woodside.
It did seem like Woodside and a number 54, Samadi Gargis, jumped into the neutral zone, and you cannot do that.
Uniondale's looking to get going here.
Kemu hands it off to Adeyemi, and he will be tackled and, you know, brought forward by Jordan Davis at about the 46-yard line. So going to set up a second and about two. Second and one, actually. The running game has been, you know, dominant right now, but you've seen them put the ball on the ground a few times now. They got to limit that. Same as Port's got to limit those penalties. And, you know, you saw it only offensively in the first half. Now the first penalty is a defensive penalty.
Yeah, penalties have been the killer for Port Washington so far. Not the start you want to get off to in your second half. Let's see if Port Washington's defense can come up with a big stop over here. Second and one, ball on Uniondale's 46.
Adeyemi lined up in the backfield there with Karamu and shotgun. The defense is approaching. They're going to send number 11 in motion, and they're going to give it to Adeyemi. He's going to get to the outside. He's going to get a first down. He's going to be tackled at about the 48-yard line for a gain of around 6 or 7.
Great start to the second half for Uniondale. Looks like they got things right. Coach Coppola really giving them a good pep talk. We saw him meet with the players. And, you know, at the end of the day, they're only down 7, one score, and it's a tie game. Brand new ball game for them. So you're looking for Uniondale to get going, especially with Karimu leading the charge in the offense.
And I want to give a special shout-out to former Schreiber gym teacher Joseph Delgaze, who is now the varsity assistant coach for the Uniondale Knights. Great teacher. You know, I had him once in 10th grade, and very inspirational guy. He still coaches bowling at Schreiber, so you may see him around.
Yeah, beloved by the student
Karimu
body.
Is a play action, get to the outside, to the 40-yard line.
Yeah, with a gain of about 8. Good play by Karamu, and great field position so far for Uniondale. They're at about the 38-yard line. So, you know, you like the aggression that they're coming out with. Port Washington's defense now, it's a big step for them. They really haven't had to work too hard in this game so far. I mean, given the fact that, you know, they've been very predictable on offense, Uniondale.
Uniondale's going to try to jump start this offense here in the second half. So they've ran the ball every time so far for about 3 plays. They're going to have Adeyemi back in the backfield. He's been successful so far. And they're going to give it to him. And he's going to bounce to the outside. He's going to get hole. He's going to get to the 20. And he's tackled at the 13-yard line.
Uniondale full steam ahead.
By Nadboy. So that's going to open up that defense. You saw that, the blocking there I think that the issue with Washington is, yes, they have a good interior line, and I think if the quarterback stays in the pocket, they'll be able to get to him. But in terms of when it get down the field, it's going to be hard to, you know, these guys seem to be a little faster and a little bigger than Washington, and it's going to take more than, you know, strength of the defensive line that's going to take to stop them.
Well, here we go. Ball in the 10. Sorry, ball in the 11. First and 10 for Uniondale, looking to do some damage and even the score in today's homecoming matchup.
I'm just going to keep it. And he fumbles it. The ball is on the ground. Maybe a...
Oh, and another penalty. Let's see who that's on. I mean, Adeyemi. I'm sorry, not Adeyemi.
They're going to signal that for Washington has the football. Do we know what the penalty is yet?
Karimu had a good jump on that. He had some room.
Seemed there was maybe a clip block, but it seemed to be on Uniondale. Still discussing this play. Head coach Coppola discussing with the referee. So the fumble, you know, regardless of the penalty, they signaled that it was Port Washington football. They're discussing it now. So Port Washington football.
Wow. Another
so
great
a
defensive
chop block
stop.
Declined by Coach Glock, so he's going to keep Washington the football. And another wasted opportunity for Uniondale. We saw Karimu fumble the football in the first half at around the 6-yard line, and then he does it again. And Washington capitalizes.
But that's also a big time play by that Port defense.
Oh, without a question.
They got off to a very rocky start in the second half, let them go all the way down to their own 11. And to make a play like that, that's where you need your senior leadership in that defensive line, getting stuff done once again. I'm loving the defense for Port Washington today. It's just their offense has been, like we said, very stagnant. So you're looking for them to wake up.
So out trots the offense. Behan again leading the drive here with Stevenson looking to get his first catch of the day. Last year, Stevenson and McCarthy connected for a massive 80-yard touchdown in this very game, Pride and Port game. And now lined up against number 6, Burroughs. He's going to have an opportunity to do it again if, you know, get presented the chance. Smartly, they're going to hand it off to Myers. Going to get to the outside and going to get tackled at around the 9-yard line. So Myers has been steady production here. He's gone around, probably average around 4 or 5 yards to carry. Hasn't really broken one loose yet, but we know that it, you know, it's possible if he's given the space. Stevenson, as you know, as we know, we have not gotten the opportunity to create some space, and the Behan is phenomenal in the running game, around 60 yards on the ground.
Second and 6 now, ball on the 5-yard line.
And Behan's going to keep it.
Oh, and he gets hammered. Good play by Uniondale. That was number 71, Kayshawn Jarman.
In fact, what do you think Coach Clogsley and the offensive coordinator should dial up right here? A big play or try to get a small play, maybe
like
keep it on the ground again?
Maybe a little short pass, play action.
There's no deep coverage here.
No deep coverage.
If they rush everybody, Stevenson's wide open if you know he's given the chance to get everybody open.
And Behan's going to take it himself, goes under the outside on his right side, and he is going to get the first down, I believe. Ultimately tackled by number 3, Jamel Green, but good play by Harry Behan. Once again, leading the charge on this offense. And I got to give him credit. As a sophomore, it's a little intimidating to start as quarterback in your homecoming game. He stepped up.
Well, especially because he had the turnover and 2 turnovers. He had an interception and a fumble.
Rattled at the beginning, but...
You know, after discussions and talks with, you know, senior captain John McCarthy and head coach Coach Clogacy, I think that they must have, you know, advised him, you know, stay cool. Everyone makes mistakes. It's your first star. We're not expecting you to be perfect. And you know, he updated his game plan. He said, I'm going to keep you on the ground. And look where it got him. Got him a touchdown and the only points of the day.
Yeah, and unfortunately, we were mistaken. Did not get the first down. So it's going to be up to Gade for the punt, and ooh, and a little
it's
bit
a squib. It's going to roll. It'll roll to about, oh, it's going to keep rolling when maybe providing a factor, and it's going to roll to the 46. It's about a 50-yard punt from Jackson Gade there, only 20 yards, 30 yards of air distance. But, yeah, doesn't matter as long as he goes far.
Shout out to the Port Washington cheerleaders doing their thing, hyping up the crowd. All right, here we go now. Another big test for this Port Washington defense. Uniondale starting off with very good field position at the 46-yard line. I'm liking what I'm seeing from Oladipo Karimu, the quarterback for Uniondale. He's been more aggressive. They've been switching it up a little bit. And honestly, I think they're taking some pages out of Port's playbook today. He's been doing a lot of running on the outside like Behan has. But, you know, it's time to get his other weapons involved.
Keep possession of that football. You know, he has two fumbles already, both in the red zone. And if he can keep that ball under him, he's going to hand it off to Adeyemi here. He's going to get tackled by Bleifeld and assisted by number 65, Merrick Woodside. So Uniondale is very hesitant to pass. We've probably only seen one or two passes the entire game, and it hasn't, you know, equaled out to much, or else they'd be passing more. I think they should start looking to the passing game because, you know, it's for me, it's I think what they're doing is fine, but they just have to keep their hands on the football, and they'll be fine.
Yeah, I agree. I think the game would have been dictated a lot differently if they would hold the ball.
They've gotten to, you know, Port's half the, you know, half the field about four or five times, and they have not scored any points.
Yeah.
And I think that's just a result of carelessness with the football. And they're going to hand it off to Adeyemi.
Oh, and he's
kneed by
Woodside
in the backfield, and he is energetic.
Oh, great play.
He's hyped up. He's getting hyped up by his teammates
right
now.
That's how you fire up your teammates. Good job, Merrick Woodside.
Phenomenal play by Woodside here. He's been a presence both offensively and defensively on both lines of the football. He's definitely, you know, an important player for this team. A big athletic defensive end, offensive lineman. Very valuable. And, you know, the story of this game is third and long, so we're going to have another one.
Yeah, third and 14, ball on Uniondale's own 43. And honestly, at this point, if they want this first down, I think they're going to have to throw it.
They have to pass it.
And, you know, we're going to see what they did. They've been very unsuccessful with their third down throughout the game. Karimu getting chased. Oh, and he makes it. Oh, and he gets absolutely taken down by Parinello. Good play. Good pressure by Port Washington.
He got back to about the line of scrimmage before he was tackled by Parinello. And now it looks like Uniondale's got the punt again because in their own half of the field, even though Port hasn't been great on offense, there's still an opportunity where they could bust one loose. So they're going to punt this one away.
Just like that, another three and out for the Uniondale offense.
Number 28, Jason Galdomez will be kicking this one away. He's been doing the special teams work for Uniondale. He's had to be pretty active, actually.
Fortunately, yeah, he's got his fair share.
I'm back to receive is Luke Meyer again, as we've said.
Yeah, I'm looking for Meyer to get going a little bit. I think all of his gains have been very small. It's mostly been Behan, but, you know, Meyer's a raw athlete, raw talent.
And a high snap, overhead.
Oh, and
it's blocked by Nadboy. Doesn't matter that recovered by Uniondale. Washington's going to get the football at the 26-yard line. Hayden Nadboy blocks the kick. Wow. And he's trying to hype up this crowd. He's throwing his arms up in the air.
Poor Washington's special teams is speedy, David.
A forced fumble to the end zone against Freeport, and look what he does today. He almost had a block in the first half, but a high snap has led him to, you know, get behind this backfield and block this kick. Nothing Galdamas could do in that situation.
Poor Washington with phenomenal field position to start this drive, looking to capitalize. Behan's going to lead the charge. He's got his receivers out there with him. Iorio, Stevenson, Siciliano. I'm looking for him to take a shot downfield, to be honest, and make this a two-score game here.
Behan. 10 in shotgun position. We got a motion Iori behind. Look to throw.
Steps
throws deep
it.
To Stevenson. It's caught! Touchdown, Vikings! Troy Stevenson in the corner of the end zone. But Washington extends this lead to 13-0. Looks to be held or interfered with on the play. Did not alter the result. Touchdown, Vikings.
Yeah, great throw by Harry Behan. Really finding his stride right there. Like I mentioned before the play, it was time to take a deep shot to Stevenson. They had him isolated on the left side of the field. Just a great play by poor Washington.
They've been looking to get Stevenson involved the whole game with the deep ball. It has not worked until right now. Touchdown, Vikings, 13-0 with about 5 minutes left in the third.
And the kick is good, 14-0. All right, and now this place is getting electrified. A much-needed touchdown for Port Washington. Two-score game, 14-0 with 5 minutes left in the third quarter.
It's Troy turnovers Stevenson. After turnovers after turnovers for Uniondale that has led to, you know, Port Washington having this opportunity to, you know, get back in this game, make it 14-0. Seems like Uniondale dominated on offense. You know, they've been able to drive down the field, get to the red zone multiple times, and fumble the football, giving Port Washington the opportunity to drive down the field. And, you know, fortunately after that blocked punt by Nadboy, got great field position to capitalize.
Yeah, shout out Hayden Nadboy. The special teams has been great all season, from their punting to their kicking. Here we go. Athletic Director Stratweiser trying to get this, what looks to be some contraption.
A
almost
t-shirt.
Like a catapult. Slingshot here.
Slingshot, right. They're going to fold up these t-shirts.
All right, well, here we go. Jackson Gates going to kick off. And here we go, the skull.
Adeyemi and Burrows back to return. Gates going to kick this one away.
Beautiful kick.
Nice kick deep to about the goal line. Where Burrows is going to return this one. He's going to get a few blocks, but it will not matter. He will be tackled at the 25-yard line by Baronello. And number 5, Jackson Gate. Oh, Burrows appears to be hurt.
Oh, you hate to see that.
Landed awkwardly. It's the right half, I believe. And that's it's always a terrible sight to see. Wish him the best. As you're going to take a moment on the field to attend to Burrows. As the t-shirt just came our way, a little below our booth up here.
All right, David. Well, this defense is going to have another shot at it. Poor Washington, they've been really good defensively all day. We mentioned that the defensive line has been doing the majority of the work.
Right.
As it's all been running. Not much of a passing game. If you're Uniondale, are you looking to switch it up and go deep? Because you can exploit some of their weaknesses in that secondary.
So obviously quarterback Karamu, he's kept this on the ground for the majority of all their drives. But, you know, it's worked out to an extent. I think when they hand it off to Adeyemi, it gives him a few yards, but it's never these big plays. He broke one loose for about 20 yards, but that was it. Adeyemi, he's been doing most of the work. Karamu. And I think they're going to keep on the ground. I think that's what they're going to do. Regardless of what they should do, that's what they're going to do.
All right, you heard it here.
It's only a matter of ball security. I think that's the issue. It's not that Karamu can't, you know, run on the ground. It's more that he can't keep the ball.
And Burrows looks
Burrows is helped off to the side.
Yeah, he's limping. Wishing a speedy recovery for him. Hopefully he can get back in this game. A little banged up, limping off the field. All right, and here we go.
Seemed to have hurt his right leg.
Port's defense takes the field now.
Now going to bring him over to the medical tent.
All right, here we go. Uniondale takes the field in what will be another attempt to even get close to the end zone. They had one chance, ultimately fumbled. They have been very sloppy with the ball. Like we've said, there's not been much of a passing game. But we're going to look at that matchup at the end of the field. Iorio.
So you're going to hand it off. Oh, no, they're going to fake it. Camu's going to throw it
and it's
behind
dropped.
His receiver, Fingal. And, you know, a first big shot that they're going to take, Uniondale, falls incomplete. And it's second and 10. He seemed to be open. He threw a little behind him. He also had the opportunity to run there. It was kind of an option play. And they're going to line up again and have another opportunity to get a chunk of this play back. Second and 10 now from the 25-yard line.
You know, part of me wonders why Karamu wasn't the starting quarterback at the beginning of the game. Whether Latour is...
It was only about two drives. You never know what happened. Maybe he got hurt or the coaches didn't see enough in him. But the production wasn't, you know, as great as it is now with Karamu. But once again, it's still 14-0. There's no points on the board. As we're going to hand this one off to Marshall. He's got a few blockers. He's going to try to get to the outside. And he's tackled
brought down
by Nadboy at the 21-yard line. He is energetic. He's trying to hype this crowd up.
Nadboy with another big play on defense special teams. He has been, you know, these sophomores have been stepping up. Him and Harrison.
So we're going to do empty backfield now. They're going to line, what do you mean, the slot here. And they're going to motion him. And they're going to fake it.
Karamu takes
Karamu's
going
to take this one. Nadboy chasing him. And Nadboy's not going to let go. And he's followed up by Cecilia.
Oh,
he's going to take him
tackle.
Down at the 20-yard line. And they're going to give him forward progress to about the 24. But Nadboy seems to be everywhere, Mikey.
Yeah, Nadboy's been a presence on defense
blocking
for
punts,
Washington.
And chasing the quarterback.
Here we go, fourth and long, ball on the 21, and the Uniondale punt crew is back out on the field. They have been featured very heavily throughout this game. Galdamez is going to get another chance to show off his skills. Meyer back to return. Meyer hasn't had too big of a return yet, hasn't really gotten the ball in his spot. But
last time, as we know, it was blocked, so he didn't have the opportunity.
Here we go, though. They're going to get good field position.
If he gets a few blocks, he may break this one loose. He's going to get this one away. Booming kick. Going to be returned. No, he's going to let it drop. He's going to let it roll. And he fumbles it. He picked it up by accident, and it's recovered by Uniondale.
Oh, and a very costly mistake from Luke Meyer.
He tried to make a play. He tried to pick it up. But number 5, Jamal Smith, coming up with that fumble recovery. You know, you saw what Meyer was trying to do there. He was trying to do what he did in the first half where he picked up a rolling football and brought it back for like a 20-yard return. But this one's going to cost him. He wasn't in great position to pick up that football regardless.
Very questionable decision making there from Luke Meyer.
What a booming kick by the punter. That was about 50 yards.
Yeah, great
yards.
Kick. And the total opposite result of what poor Washington wanted.
And now Cameron's going to take this one. Nadboy again.
Wow.
In the backfield. 26-yard line. About a 5-yard loss. Hayden Nadboy, he is everywhere.
Big time play. Big time spot for Hayden Nadboy. Your team is in awful field position. You just let up a fumble once again. And here you are making big plays. Shout out Hayden Nadboy. Been a presence on defense and special teams throughout the entire game. Here we go. Second and 10. Second and 18. Ball on the 27-yard line. Uniondale has an opportunity now to throw the ball, I think, because if they try to run it with second and 18 with the way that...
They cannot get out of the pocket.
Now.
They're swarming. Cameron's going to roll out to his right. He has Fingal open, and he hits him. Fingal, 5, touchdown, Uniondale.
Owen.
14-6, Fingal broke loose, a play-action pass. Beautiful throw from Caramel, and it is now a one-possession game.
Yeah, the first showcase of a real throwing offense from Uniondale. You almost wonder why they didn't kind of try to do that more often throughout the game. But they capitalized on the opportunity. It's now a one-score game once again.
I said they capitalized on Myers' fumble. He must be hanging his head right now, but he's gotta keep that head up because they got to get this offense going. They got to extend this lead because now it's getting a little competitive. Wow.
And a very, very powerful extra point kick.
Went over the netting in the back into the parking lot.
Very impressive. 14-7, 1:28 remaining in the third quarter at Port Washington Vikings homecoming matchup. All right, David, what's your keys for a strong end of the third quarter for Port Washington?
Well, here's the thing. 14-7 now. Once again, a turnover kills the team. Meyer heads the ball at around the 20-yard line, costly. Fingal's open, touchdown. 14-7. Before, it was a block punt, touchdown, Stevenson. And if those never happened, it'd be 7-0. It'd be still a very close game. And it's still close, 14-7. I think Port Washington, they've been doing a good job of limiting those penalties. Now it's about limiting the turnovers, and now it is about getting Stevenson more involved, as we saw. Gives an opportunity to make a play, he will catch the ball. Iorio and Meyer back to receive this kick. Meyer, you think he has a little jitters in his head, maybe thinking about that last fumble?
Yeah, he's got to get out of it, though. He's a very important player in crunch time for this game. 1:28 we mentioned left in the third quarter.
Now, Uniondale's kicker, I gotta give him a bunch of credit. He's been booming these punts, these kicks. That punt went 50, 60 yards. That kick went over into the parking lot. You know, you never know if this game gets tight and they have to kick a 40-plus yard field goal. He may have the leg for it.
Yeah, he's got a cannon for a leg.
He's going to kick this one away. Goldema is going to kick this one away. There seems to be a stoppage play by the referee. And here we go. And here we go. A booming kick. It's going to get to about return by Meyer. Let's see if he can make a play here. It's a block from Iorio. He's going to get to the outside. Meyer's going to get a block. He breaks a tackle. He's still going. Gets around the 38-yard line. Redemption for fumbling that punt. A beautiful return from Luke Meyer.
Yeah, Meyer's slow to get
around.
Up. He got hit pretty hard by number 8, Jerry Maldonado.
70 yards on that return. Wow, great job, Luke Meyer. Way to come back. Got some nice blocks along the way.
All right, this is the start of this drive that Port Washington wanted. They just got scored on. Their lead is now 1 score, and they're kind of looking to put this game away here in the fourth quarter as we finish the third quarter going into the fourth quarter with this drive.
Behan now, 39-yard line. They get a roll out to left, blocked by Sarkisi, and he cannot get out of the backfield, and he's tackled behind the line for a loss of about one or two at the 41-yard line. It seems that since that, you know, big rushing assault that they had in the first half, Behan has not been able to run the ball as efficiently. I think they, you know, limited that. They're going to make him throw the ball. And he broke that theory last time with the touchdown to Stevenson.
Yeah, I'd like to see a repeat of that with Troy Stevenson. I think that the touchdown pass was the best offensive sequence of the day so far for Port Washington. So why not try it again?
Behan hands this one off to Sarkisi. He's going to get a block. He's going to get to the outside. He's moving those legs, and he will not go down, and he finally does at the 16-yard line. Andrew Sarkisi, given an opportunity with Meyer, apparent injury, comes in, makes a big play with a 20-yard rush.
Yeah, big-time play for the junior Andrew Sarkisi. He had a big-time interception last game against Westbury, so nice to see him making an impact again, even off the bench. And he's lined up right behind Behan again. It looks like he's going to be featured in this sequence as Meyer recovers from his fall.
Low snap. Going to hand it off to Sarkisi again.
Oh, and he gets absolutely...
And he's met by, it seems like, Karamu again on the defensive end this time. So Behan and Sarkisi, sophomore and junior, have been, you know, carrying the workload for this offensive drive. Let's see if they can capitalize now. Stevenson on the outside, Ayo lined up in the slot with Siciliano on the right side here. They're going to hand it off to Sarkisi. He's going to get to the outside. Apparent holding on number 62, Owen Lefkowitz, trying to hold the defense from getting and letting Sarkisi get into the outside. But you cannot do that.
You see the pattern of this game for Port Washington. While they are winning, turnovers have been costing them. Nine minutes and 27 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter.
Stevenson, ISO on the left side, second and 24. Penalties again hurting this offense, limiting its production. Potential broken play. Seemed like to fake the handoff, but there was no one looking to grab that handoff as Behan runs it down to only about the 30-yard line for a gain of one. Here we go now, third and long. Harry Behan, you think they're going to look to Stevenson for this play, Mikey? He's going to roll in the opposite direction. He is going to have Nick Barnell, who gets down at the 18-yard line.
All right, here comes the kicking unit. Jackson Gade once again being asked to fill his duty as the kicker. You saw him come up with a couple big kicks last game against Westbury. And he could make this a two-score game with one kick.
And the kick is blocked at the line. And I believe they're going to blow it dead.
The play was not blown dead. Right after.
And tackled, luckily, down the
brought up by Jack
line.
Robinson. Yeah, you know, the ball was a little slow to come out. The the hold was not necessarily
kick
steady.
Kick did not get high enough, and as a result, the kick is blocked. So our second blocked punt slash kick of the day. First one led to a touchdown. Let's see what this one leads to. So we see Meyer trotting back out there. That's a good sign for Washington. He seemed to be a little shaken up after that hit after a big 65-yard run. Go Karamu by himself in the backfield. Shotgun there, got a motion out of Yemi. And a muff snap. Ball is on the ground. Did Bodner get there in time? He did not. So Unidel's playing dangerous territory right now. Chance for maybe a no, it's a little too far. Ball is around on the 8-yard line, so they got ways to go. It's second and around 15. Look for Woodside if the ball is given to the outside to swoop around Jordan Davis and maybe get a tackle here. Kevin's going to roll to his right. He's going to look to throw.
It's, and it's caught
by the fullback, number 35, Chris Lewis.
A rare moment where they pass the ball. It feels like it's an eternity every time Uniondale decides to
and
go on the throwing route.
In, out of all people, the fullback, and it's going to result in a first down.
Yeah, it's type of things like that. Creative plays, not finding your ordinary wide receivers, but instead your fullback on that play. Uniondale's only down one score. They've got a long way to go on this drive. But if they keep their head up and they do the right moves.
Cameron now first and down. They're going to motion Greenwood. Pretty slow day at the office here. A lot of running. Not too much aerial assault from either team, but There was that one touchdown to Stevenson and then the touchdown to Fingal, but, you know, Uniondale is trying to keep this ball on the ground as much as possible. Maybe eat away at that clock to limit another poor possession if they score a touchdown here to tie this game.
Oh, and another low snap.
Hand it off to Adeyemi. I guess he has that.
Breaks
he bounces
a tackle.
Off a tackle and is down at around the 34-yard line for another Uniondale first down.
Slow drives. But smart decisions for Uniondale. Once again relying on the run game. Big time play. Here we go. First and 10, ball at the 35. Just under 7 minutes left of the fourth quarter. If you're just joining us, it's 14-7. Vikings leading the Knights. This Vikings defense looking to lock in after a couple of missed opportunities to tackle and to get a stop. Uniondale starting to click on their offense. And here we go.
Fake handoff to Enemy.
The Enemy's going to take
Karamu's
himself.
Karamu's going to keep it.
Sorry. Karamu.
And look to be a gain of one on the play. So setting up a second and nine around.
And number 75, Dylan Platt, is down and injured, holding his knee. You're hoping the best for him. He is struggling to get up right now.
Holding and grabbing at his left knee.
That does not look good.
And the Vikings are going to take a knee here. It's never a good sight to see. As athletic trainer, Mr. Z steps on the field with athletic director Nick Stratwiser. As they attend to a Mikey, I have a question to ask you, and it's about Uniondale's offensive production. I think, you know, for me, the whole thing about the running versus the passing is running is more efficient, but passing has better upside. And in this point of the game, when you're down by 7 with 6 minutes left, what do you look to? Production, minimal with the chance of failure, or potential upside, but a bigger chance of failure?
I mean, given that they're only down one score and they do have a lot of time left, if they want to take it slow and try to go with the short game, it's been working. I mean, they have now 2 straight first downs in this drive. Karamu's been doing some good things out there, and he's also been relying on the production from number 24, Darius Adeyemi. So I don't know if they necessarily need to take a deep shot down the field, whereas they did when they were down 2 scores. And yeah, also, I mean, yeah, this just goes to show that missed field goal is crucial.
But yeah, what a push to do a 2-possession game. Platt's still on the ground here. Horrible sight. We're hoping the best for him, hoping he's all right, but his left knee is, he's still on the ground.
Yeah, unfortunate to see for the Vikings.
Looks like he's trying to, you know, walk off on the field with the help of Mr. Z. He could try to hobble off. Oh, can't put any weight on that left knee.
Oh, and a rough injury for Platt. Not looking so well.
As the team is gonna try to help him off the field, a big standing ovation from the crowd.
All right, here we go. Vikings defense takes the field. Up 7 with 6 minutes to go. Looking to stop Uniondale's drive here. Ball at the 35.
After a slight interruption, the game is back on. They're going to motion out of Adeyemi. Cameron's going to look to throw, and it's going to be caught.
And complete for a first down.
By number 3, Jamel Green, for another first down. See, they're getting these short plays.
Yeah, so I'm saying, no need to go deep right now. You're in your pocket right now. 3 straight first downs. Port Washington's defense is a little rattled right now. You also like to see Karimu kind of finding some more confidence in himself with the throwing game. It was just everything on the ground, no aerial attack. And now starting to spice things up. They're alternating between the two, giving yourself a lot more options.
Another first and 10. Karimu motioning at Adeyemi. He's going to look to throw.
Oh,
and it's short, nearly
off.
Intercepted by Oreo behind Fingal, who was not looking at the ball. And they have 3 groups, 2nd and 10.
Yeah, a little bit of a miscommunication.
So it seems like they're trying to pass a little bit more, maybe because of time, maybe because they're trying to, you know, losing. But maybe if they opened up this passing game earlier, it would have helped them with the running game. It seems like now Port Washington is just ready for both.
Yeah, agreed.
Second and 10 at the 45. Karimu drops back to pass. He's scrambling out, chased by Blyfeld, who is going to get to him.
Oh, and down.
Behind
big play.
The line for a loss of 1 on the play. Dawson Blyfeld chasing him the whole way.
Oh, and Lefkowitz chipping in, too. The 2 seniors with a big-time sack and a big-time spot, 3rd and long. And you just love to see the defensive intensity right there. Decide to blitz, put pressure on the quarterback, and now you've got third and 10 on the 45 in a whole new spot.
Nice weather by Blatfeld and Lefkowitz. And now we're looking at a third and long. Crowd's getting a little involved here. Here we go. Caramu with Adeyemi in the backfield. I'm assuming he's going to pass here. He's going to drop back. He's going to look deep. He's looking for Fingle in the sun, and he cannot track it down. It had the distance. Covered on the play by Sarkazy. Fingle seemed to have broken loose, but he could not locate it. Maybe the sun played a factor.
Here we go, 4 minutes remaining.
We saw now by blocking earlier today, is there a chance to get another one? Nope. He's going to get this kick away. It's going to hit at about the 26. He's going to roll. And I don't think Meyer's going to want
to. Oh, wow.
It's going to roll.
Wow.
All the way to the 1 yard line.
Wow.
What a kick.
Stunning punt from Jason
and
Galvin.
Now it seems that Washington's offense playbook got a little smaller now that there's a chance of a safety. Points,
man,
and possession back.
I'd like to see a deep shot to Stevenson.
I would say run the ball. They haven't really been stuck behind the line a lot today. And it's just a good way to be safe. They're still winning. It's not like they're behind or tied trying to get a score. As long as they hold on, time management, they can win this game. I just think a big thing for them is just you have to avoid the safety at all costs. You know, nothing that they can do should be able to proceed with the safety. So here comes the offense, led by sophomore Harry Behan. They're going to have Siciliano, wide receiver, and Stevenson on the opposite side of the field. Looks like they're bringing up Liefeld for blocking, I assume. With Nick Parnell. BN's going to run it, and he'll get out of the end zone, but not for much more. Only about a yard or two. Behan with some heavy package, Parnello and Blyfield in the backfield now. They're going to motion out, similar formation. I assume it's very similar play. Behan's going to run it. And once again, he's going to get tackled at around the line of scrimmage, possibly gain a 1 with forward progress. And it's going to be around 3rd and 7 at the 4-yard line. They're going to give a timeout to Port Washington. Timeout now. Very hot day, and you know, imagine they need, the teams need a water break. I think their best shot here is just to try to get a first down. I'd say take it off the ground for a little bit. Because if they run it again, they're just looking at another punt. And then you run the risk of, you know, a safety because there's not much room.
Right.
So here we go.
Just under 3 minutes remaining. Poor Washington is so close to becoming 3-0 and continuing their undefeated season. They're going to have to do a little bit on offense here.
Similar formation, just on the opposite side. Maybe we're trying to get to the outside. Leanne's going to scramble out. He's going to cut it back. He's going to be met at around the 8-yard line. Nowhere close to the first down yardage, but... Washington's got to punt this football away and run the risk of getting it blocked, as Unidale did in Abundant Hayden Adbar.
Here we go, David. It's crunch time for Port Washington and Uniondale. What is your key so Port Washington can finish this game strong?
You know, all they have to do is get this punt away. Hopefully it goes to around the 50-yard line, and then they just got to stop the offense. Look, because a field goal does nothing for Uniondale right now. They got to drive all the way down the field, score touchdowns, so they got to get this punt off, run it smoothly, and then play great defense and limit big plays. And I think that's the key to win, because even if they score, you know, with Washington still is going to have a chance. Yeah, if they get anywhere close to the end zone, I say you just let them score. Sorry about that little interruption.
Fans are on their feet now.
Are they going for it? I guess they're just trying to get a hard count. Uniondale
doesn't bite.
So here we go. Out. Charles Gay with possibly the biggest punt so far this season. Trying to get it out from their end zone.
Cannot afford for a squib
and I can only,
or a block.
Yeah, I can only imagine Clogacy's just saying to him, just like, let him get it off, protect him, because if not, safety. It's 14-9, and Uniondale has a chance to take the lead. Still discussing the punt. You know, you only wish that Behan were able to get more yards, but Uniondale knew they had to run the football. Too risky passing the ball. Got to keep the clock moving. And now it's up to Gade and that line to block him. So he's going to go towards the end of the end zone here. Uniondale may bring pressure here. They have two guys guarding the wideouts here. All right, Uniondale going to start this offensive drive at the 43-yard line. That is all they need to go. 43 yards to score and an extra point, and we're tied, and we're looking at overtime here.
Big time spot for this Port Washington defense. They've come through in the big moments with fumble recoveries.
Cameron's going to roll out to his left. He's going to look to know. He's going to keep it on the ground. And he breaks through a few tackles and gets to midfield. Start middle of the field and tackle at the 30-yard line.
Sarkazy with the tackle, but a big-time play by Oladipo Kirimu. And, by the way, I might mention, he is a sophomore, so very impressive. The future is bright for him if he just continues to develop his throwing abilities.
The running upside for him and Harry Behan, both of them I'm able to be going at for the next 2 years, both as sophomores. Yeah, Port Washington's already won one overtime game this year against Westbury. If Unadilla scores here. Will they be able to do it again? Cameron was looking to pass. He's going to throw it. Intercepted by Sarkisi. That could seal it.
Oh, and Sarkisi with another big-time interception in the clutch.
Camu
back-to-back games.
Throws behind Fingle.
Oh, and that is
and
a huge
play. And that could
play.
Cost him.
Huge play by the junior. Wow.
Andrew Sarkisi with a great block. I mean, sorry, interception. Apologize.
Big time play right there by the junior. And that is exactly the type of play that Port Washington needed in that spot. You saw Karimu roll out with not many options and then just ultimately was not able to find his intended receiver in Jamal Smith.
All you got to do here is keep it on the ground.
Here we go. 2:07. Port Washington very close to a 3-0 record and an impressive victory on homecoming. But once again,
another
penalty.
Just on cue. With 2:01 left, 1st and 15 at the 19. Port Washington is going to look to seal this one away with a few first downs.
Oh, and Behan gets rocked.
Oh,
number 11
came down
Tristan
hard.
Greenwood with a big time
on his
play.
Leg. It looked like he may have rolled on him. He's getting up okay. He's a tough kid, but that looked scary. And I'm sure the coaches were cringing on the sidelines there as a possible another player gets injured.
This game is not over, David.
Definitely not. Unadilla still has 2 timeouts left. And there's an opportunity that they get the ball back and have a chance to score. Whether that's with Cameron quarterback or not. Meyer up the middle. He'll get around 5-6 yards, 7 maybe, before he's dropped at the 22-23 yard line. And a timeout called by Uniondale. It's going to be around 3rd and 13. So if Uniondale gets a stop here, calls a timeout.
Yeah.
They're going to have around 45 seconds to go, let's say, 70 yards. It is unlikely, but it is not unheard of.
No, not at all. The odds are obviously not on their side, but,
no.
You know, one big-time throw or a broken tackle, anything like that could spark a big-time drive and a big-time play in a critical spot. But here we go. Coach Clark is talking to his offense, trying to spark them a little bit just to stay a hold of this game. 3rd and 20. The ball is on the 4.
Can magic happen? It's too dangerous throwing the ball here, you'd think, because then you're giving Unadilla another timeout. I'm assuming they're going to keep this on the ground and hope for the best. They're going to hand it off to Meyer. They're going to churn out a few more yards and get to about the 29 before being tackled. And Unadilla's going to call their last timeout. seems that they may have, it depending if they're talking on time or anything else, but it may seem that he's calculating they're going to give a timeout to poor Washington. 12 seconds left. So Unidale ran out of timeouts. They ran the clock down to 12 seconds, called the timeout. Looks like they're going to punt this one away. And Unidale is going to, I assume they're going to punt it out of bounds just to seal this thing, but looks like this game is over.
12 seconds left on the clock in what has been a fun homecoming event. This crowd is absolutely packed. Supporters on both the field and in the stands. Viking band, cheerleaders, the quartets. We've had it all at halftime. We featured the Port Washington Hall of Fame. Overall, just a great atmosphere here at Port Washington at the turf, where the Vikings are just seconds away from their third victory of the season and will continue their undefeated campaign for the 2022 season.
Looks to be a 3-0 start here. Impressive wins at Freeport and Westbury in the first home game in Pride and Port. They're going to get another victory. It assumes, unless something goes crazy, you know, we saw a blocked punt before. Oh, could you imagine if a block punt happens right now and Port finds a way to lose this game? It's very unlikely, but it's possible. Gade, all he's got to do is get this one in the air, maybe punt that out of bounds.
Great snap.
Nearly blocked. It's going to let this one roll.
Got a good bounce.
And it's hit. Woo! At the 43-yard line.
Ioria with a big-time tackle on Jamel Green. Here we go, 11 seconds. Is Uniondale able to stir up a little magic and tie this game with just one possession?
6 seconds left. Can Uniondale pull off a miracle? A lot of fans here seemingly leaving, assuming that Unidale cannot have a Hail Mary after maybe a lateral play. What's the key to Washington for this play, Mikey? What is coach telling them?
I think just trust your instincts. Be smart. Just stay with your man and just recognize.
You need
one more stop.
If I'm coaching, saying, do not let anybody get behind you no matter what. Keep it on the field. Keep it in front of you. Have another guy make a play for you, and you're fine. So it looks like they have four safeties now. They're going to bring everybody back. No one's going to get beat. He's going to launch it.
Steps into it.
And it's going to drop.
Incomplete. Port wins.
That's it. Port Washington, 3-0.
Defeats the Uniondale Knights by a score of 14-7. A low-scoring game filled with stagnant offense. But, hey, Port Washington gets a job done at homecoming in front of their fans. 3-0 start.
Two touchdowns for Harry Behan. One in the ground, one through the air. Troy Stevenson, on the recipient of one through the air.
But I think play of the game, Andrew Sarkazy. Game-winning interception and credit. Let's give credit where credit's due. Port Washington's defensive line held a fourth down. Merrick's Woodside, Owen Lefkowitz, Stamati Gargas, and the rest of the seniors, along with Leonardo Holt. Overall, just a solid performance for the Vikings as they improved to 3-0.
Shout out to Hayden Adler for that block punt as well.
All right, thank you so much for joining us on this coverage. WDOT radio station, portradio.org, and we will see you next time.